Well, you thought that all the celebrities have left D.C. Well, guess what? They haven't just yet. Nikki Nellis with the website thelistareyouonit.com and co-host of Foodie and the Beast Sundays at 11 on 1500 AM, WFED.com, is back with us live in the studio. So, Nikki, tell us a little bit about who's in town and why.
Well, so you should know these names. Jose Andre, oh, yeah. Joan Nathan, Alice Waters. Joan and Jose happen to live here, but these are some of the biggest names in the food world, and they are bringing even bigger names from all around the world here to D.C. this weekend for two incredible events to raise money for two local causes, Martha's Table and D.C. Central Kitchen. So on Saturday night, it's called The Sips. This happens at the museum. It's a fabulous event. I went there last year. Lots of wonderful artisans, some local, some far away, but local fave Gordy's Pickles will be there, and Border Springs Lamb will be there. So there'll be lots of tastes. Chefs will be serving out taste too. The guys from Cava will be there. And of course, mixologists will be there. So some of the greats in the area, like Gina Tresavani, Owen Thompson, they'll be shaking up cocktails. It's just a lovely reception. It's celebrating the bounty of the area and celebrating the food world and feeding those who need help feeding themselves well and nutritionally. So that's where Martha's Table and DC Central Kitchen comes in. So that's the fun on Saturday evening. Sunday night, it's a little bit more expensive, but it's so cool. At over 20 houses around the city, there are these $500 per plate dinners happening. You have chefs, again, from all around the world coming in. Siggy Hall from Iceland is going to be in. He's cooking with Jeff Bubin. You got Toki Underground chef Eric Bruner Yang cooking with Scott Trunow of The Source. They're going to do a Chinese banquet. And again, everybody's doing it for free. There are volunteers doing service. All money raised goes to these charities. It's a wonderful weekend of food, especially for here in D.C.
And tickets are still available.
For both. Yes, okay. They are.
Well, tell us also about what starts on Sunday, which is Meat Week.
I know. Isn't this fun? So this is an annual event, the D.C. Meat Week. And if you are a barbecue enthusiast, I think this is totally for you. So all week long at different restaurants and food trucks, you have to go to the website and see every day there is a Meat Week event happening all around the area. Mm. So definitely go. It's I think it's meatweek.com. You go for the D.C. chapter and find out about all their fun they're doing there. And I do want to throw out one other event next week that is one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. And I go every year and I bring my 160-pound dog and my 90-pound dog with me. Mm-hmm. It's Sugar and Champagne. It is next week at the Reagan Building. You get to bring your pooches. All the best pastry chefs in the city come, put out fabulously delicious treats. Of course, there's some treats for the pooches and lots of champagne. So bubbles, desserts, dogs. Cannot be a better evening. That's happening on January 31st.
You've got something at the new Union Market as well that's going on there.
Now, that's going on Sunday. So for those of you who are getting ready for some football, This is it for you. They are doing a DIY football symposium on Sunday. So all the vendors there will be doing demos throughout the day to show you how to best rock a football Super Bowl party. So everything from cheese tastings, beer pairing, charcuterie, you name it. And I will admit, we're kicking it off with Foodie and the Beast. We're going to start it off. All the vendors are going to come on and talk about the different ways that you can do a great football party, and then they'll rock it out with demos later on during the day.
Very nice. I think we should just follow Nikki around.
I know.
She's always had some fun places.
I would love an entourage. Come with.
We're out of time, but we should at least mention that the Bethesda Chevy Chase Restaurant Week is coming up as well, and you can tell us more about that. That's January 24th.
It starts today.
All right.
So you got it all week.
Full week. Excellent.
Go ahead and dig into it.
Love to have you here, Nikki, as always. Nikki Nellis from thelistareyouonit.com and co-host of Foodie and the Beast, Sundays at 11 on our sister station, federalnewsradio.com.
By the way, if you'd like to see a list of the participating chefs and how to get tickets for the events that Nikki was talking about, you can visit the living section at WTOP.com.